RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Confused. That was Denzel or Stephen A?
Denzel was on First Take.
Oh, Denzel Washington was on First Take?
Denzel and Spike Lee were on First Take.
For the move. Okay.
Denzel is a Cowboys fan, I guess. So they asked him about Jerry Jones. I haven't seen the clip. I've seen it circulating. I just hadn't seen the clip. And I guess he's tired of Jerry Jones. He's a Cowboys fan. He's tired of this.
Well, I'm sure most Cowboy fans are.
You think if you ask Kings fans, do you think they'd, but like, this is a weird question. Do you think they'd rather have Jerry Jones or Vivek running the team?
Rather have anyone except Vivek Ranadive.
Yeah. I'm wondering because Jerry's just messing everything up.
And you always hate those that are closest to you the most. And this fan base hates that man.
Yeah.
Absolutely hates him.
It's true.
Whether that's fair or not, like, this fan base hates him. Mm-hmm. And you could put Dolan. What's the one you referenced?
Sarver.
You put Robert Sarver in there. Like, well, got to a finals.
Yeah. Change was necessary. Sometimes change is good.
Sometimes change is good.
Episode 8 of the reality
show.
You've
been here for 4 weeks. Yeah, but you know.
I get why they hate Vivek. I just don't agree. That's all.
I understand.
They haven't won anything, so you know, you pin it on the guy who has been here the longest, and you say he's responsible for it all. I get it.
It's always a messy situation when the owner gets involved. It doesn't have to be recently, just before whatever that was and stuff like that, whether they make decisions or have input. Like, the moment you do that, you're just open to scrutiny. That's why I always think it's best for owners just to cut the checks and just fall back.
I would say I might look at it the opposite way. You're gonna blame me regardless. Like, we put out a number of different times when the whole let the basketball people do basketball things. He's done that. They failed and they blame Vivek.
Yep.
So you're gonna blame me regardless. At the very least, I'm gonna have some say.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do what I need to do to feel comfortable with what's going on. If that means I can fall back and still feel comfortable, cool. But if I want my voice heard, I don't have to make the decision. But if I want my voice heard and that makes me feel comfortable, I'm going to do it. Because y'all gonna look at me like I'm the problem anyway.
Do we think that other owners aren't actively involved with their team?
I think.
Or do we think we just hear a lot more about it here?
I think if we're going off like the best owners, I think those ones, you're probably getting involved if you're going to trade a Giannis or something like that. But ideally, you'd hope you have a president of basketball ops or GM. And it's just, all right, I trust you. You do your thing. But if something big where it's like, yeah, we're going to trade our star player, then yeah, they'll get involved.
But that's my point, though. Like,
at least for the best organizations.
Essentially, that's what happened around here.
And sometimes that fails, though. Sometimes that fails, but I think that's just still the best course of action. You just fire that guy, though. I don't think you step in and get me Zach LaVine.
I'm not trying to super defend Vivek all the time, but we've outlined like 3-year periods where from everything that we've heard, Vivek wanted something different. And what actually happened was what the basketball people wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
Keegan and Jaden. Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All that kind of
stuff.
And
then it stops getting discussed.
Yeah. Yeah. So it tends to happen that way.
Vivek wanted Mark Jackson right? Wasn't mm-hmm. that wasn't yeah, that the story?
He wanted Mark Jackson.
He wanted Mark Jackson. So 2 years later, Mike is fired. Still can't pinpoint whether this was Vivek's call or what. I guess it was. But they don't hire Mark Jackson.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Like, I... Okay, man.
I'm not... I think he gets a harsh... the thing said about him a little bit more harsh, but also he... Like, he does do things where it's like, yeah, like hiring Wes Wilcox and Marty McNair the way you did.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
there
right,
are things
right,
where you can
right.
point
yeah,
where, like,
yeah,
I,
absolutely.
You, I could see, like, fans being pissed off at Vivek and all that stuff. Like, there's things like that, but also I think do people, I don't even say people, like, even the writers, because it always gets reported somehow or some way. Vivek wants this, or Vivek thinks that, whether it happens or not, like you guys are saying right now. Like, that's the harsher part. But there are things where he put a stamp on a couple of things, and that didn't work.
Roddy, sure. Roddy sure. just said it. I lost it, but Roddy just said, here it is. Shame on Vivek. It's his team. Roddy's 100% right. Like, it's no matter whether he's involved or not involved, mm-hmm. it's his basketball team. Mm-hmm. And you catch the smoke when you lose the way that this franchise has.
Check this out. And once again, I'm not defending the actual acquisition necessarily. But, Dame, you know, Jesse, you know too. How long has Vivek wanted Zach LaVine on his team?
Feels like a long time.
How many times do you think he went to the, like, we should get Zach LaVine? They say no, and he's like, all right. mm-hmm. Like, people look at it like, oh, he couldn't stay out of the way. He wanted Zach LaVine. I told you guys what I think happened. I think he's like, man, I'm tired of listening to y'all. Mm-hmm. This ain't working.
I think that's exactly what happened. He's like, we have one opportunity to get a player I want. I'm not going to reset this franchise. He didn't say this. I am, because you two are idiots. So go execute this. You take your stupid little job in Utah. You just keep your mouth shut and you'll get paid for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Go get me the player that I want and let's keep it moving. I honestly think Monty went into this like, okay, I need to get Zach LaVine. San Antonio has to be involved. How can we make this all work? Well, here's our first offer, San Antonio. Here comes Chicago. Here's our first offer. And Monty goes, great.
Fine. Right.
Great. Send the paperwork to the league. See y'all in February.
That's a mistake all around, though, no?
I mean, I
Zach LaVine,
I don't
whether
see Zach
whether
LaVine
whether they
as a mistake.
Whether they I feel like that kind of handcuffed their flexibility.
Let's like what would this have looked like? Let's look at the market, because everyone says they should have done this, they should have done this, they should have done this. Keep in mind, San Antonio, you get to the offseason now, and you could be in the NBA Finals if you want to. It doesn't even have to be at the draft. But keep in mind, San Antonio already has the number two pick. Mm-hmm. What's this market, given what we've seen with caps, trades, restricted free agents, unrestricted free agents? What genuinely does a trade market look like for De'Aaron Fox?
My issue is that it seems that they never explored that.
You're right. That there's no question.
So
they
like,
did
I,
not
I can,
explore.
I can answer,
you're
like,
100%
if I'm
right.
I'm going to give you an answer. It's like, okay, then I'm going to throw out a player like a Devin Vassell or just insert young player from the Spurs or whatever, just something that gives you more
but
flexibility
would they have
to work.
But would San Antonio have done that?
I don't,
that's
the thing.
My
we didn't
question.
Even get to find out. We don't know.
We got an early run in.
Well, that's why I told y'all she's running these streets today. So TK was going to jump in with us. I told her to jump in whenever the hell she wanted to.
Yeah, man.
What's up, TK?
You said come through. I wasn't sure if I was going to have time on the back end, pause. So I decided to come through now.
Okay. How large is the shirt that you're wearing? It looks like a triple X from 2000.
I don't know that you need to ask that. It's pretty big.
Yeah, it looks
pretty big.
There's a little bit
it's
of
got a lot of essentials vibes to it, and that it's a very oversized T-shirt.
Yeah, it is. It's a vintage. Very soft, and when it's really hot out, I like just like soft,
yeah.
gauzy
yep.
There's
material
a,
that breathes.
I'm with you.
It's not the shirt or anything. It's the lighting, the background, the fact that it seems like that may be the only light in that room that you're in. There's a hostage vibes going on right now. There's hostage vibes. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, this is the corner of the living room, so my mom is a vampire, so she likes the room with just one lamp on.
Okay.
The kitchen. She's in the kitchen doing stuff. No light on in the kitchen. Dining room, no light. She won't even speak to me when we're doing, like, confabbing and collaborating on stuff if the kitchen light is on. She's like, you know I won't speak to you when that light's on.
I love your mom so much. I have never loved a person that I have not met more than your mother.
When are we going to meet Mama Crick, man? We got to meet Mama.
She will not. She will not come on camera. She
just won't. Soon enough. I think it'll happen.
Okay.
I think it'll happen.
All right.
Take her on a trip to Sacramento, man.
All right.
And we link
She's got to get the chiclets done first before she's willing to see new people.
Understood. Yeah. Understood. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. We've been talking about, well, we got a little sidetracked and we're talking about Vivek, but I'll ask you this question. Do you think most owners get involved with basketball business? They're just not written about the way that the bad ones are. Or do you think most owners stay out of it and let the people that they hire do their job?
I think the good ones hire the people to do the job and then they get out of the way.
How many good ones do we have?
In what sport?
Basketball. I'd say less than five.
I'm big on Josiah right now. I think Josiah is doing it right in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to get out of the way. I would say.
I say less than five. I think it's very, very small amount.
I would say San Antonio stays out of the way.
Well, your boy, Clay Bennett.
Clay Bennett does that.
Bennett stays out of the way. That's three.
I think that might be where we stop.
No, Herb in Indiana stays out of the way.
Okay.
Okay. There you go.
I know that for a fact. That's four.
These are also, these are like, it's 50-50, like good teams and bad teams here.
Mm-hmm.
Like Brooklyn ain't good. And I don't really know if we even know what Brooklyn's doing, even though he's handling it the right way.
It's not always that, like Chicago, I think that ownership stays out of the way, but they hire the wrong people to do the job and then they just keep them on contract forever.
So Cole asked like about Mickey Arison. I think Mickey Arison's very involved in Heat business. Too.
He was involved with Jimmy Butler.
He is. Didn't he tell him to fly to him?
Yeah. Or they wanted to bring him back off suspension, and he was on vacation. He said, "Yeah, he's not getting off of suspension until I get back off vacation and can talk to him."
Hmm.
So yeah,
that's wild.
I think all these dudes, man, do like most of these guys. You mentioned some of the guys who fall back. I think most of these owners are involved in, you know, making decisions here and there.
Here's a good example. Can you guys get me the new owner of the Charlotte Hornets?
Stand by.
While we look, I think he's active, but I think he's a good owner.
Yeah, I think he's willing. I think he just wants to know.
Is it Rick Snell and Gabe Plotkin? Those are the guys that the majority owners that purchased the team from Mike.
So one of them or both of them went to Duke. And what have you noticed about Charlotte recently?
I'm going to be honest.
A lot of exciting whites on this team. Oh. A lot of exciting whites. I mean, if you look at this roster in Summer League, I said, when did the Charlotte Hornets get to be a white team? They said, since these new owners took over. Con Knipple. We got the big man out of Creighton. Mm. We got, there's like four or five exciting whites on this team.
I'm trying to figure out, I don't know that either one of these guys went to Duke, though.
Someone there, I was told when I was at Summer League, went to Duke.
Mm.
So they bought a bunch of players that are in that Duke mold.
Okay.
Who is on this roster? Knipple.
Con Knipple can play.
Con Knipple can play.
That's one of the funnier NBA names, by the way.
Like, it is. Yeah. It is. Con Areola.
Trista.
All right. Isn't the kid from UConn, Liam McNeely, also on that team?
Good call.
He is. It was It looked like an Indiana high school gym, open gym. when you were watching that summer league team?
Well, yeah. I think Daquan Jeffries is over there.
Shout out Daquan.
Shout out Daquan.
And then
well.
You have LaMelo, who is the exact opposite.
So you know what's great is this is such a great segue into what we used at the very start of this show. And it's, you know, we're getting schedule leaks. We're getting the big boys announced, the Christmas games, the openers. We got MLK. We got broadcast openers. We got some ESPN games. We got all of that stuff. And the number one thing that I noticed is there are a lot of Dallas Mavericks basketball games scheduled against the likes of Victor Wembanyama, the likes of Steph Curry, the likes of guys who are traditionally must-see NBA teams. Dallas is on the other side of that court quite a bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of appetite for Cooper Flagg. It's going to be very interesting to see how he is marketed and how he is positioned within the NBA universe and whether he's put on billboards and posters. Step one is scheduling. Let's just check the appetite and the temp of fans all around this country and see if they'll tune in to a team that we don't know what they're going to be with Kyrie on an ACL tear and Anthony Davis, you know, one toe step away from 15 games off. So, yeah, I think Cooper, you could tell, had that gravitas in summer league. That people were coming to the arena and it was packed to see the types of things that he could do on a court. And even though in the first game he wasn't efficient at all, it was terrible, he still looked like, oh yeah, that's an NBA player right there.
Yeah.
That's your Halle Berry thing.
Yeah.
Please stop.
I did want to mention something about
that. Did you guys see my Halle Berry take? She wanted me to bring it up.
I did. And I did want to mention something about that. Do we want to stay on basketball?
No, go ahead.
Oh, we lost.
No, TK got a phone call.
I'm back.
I didn't see the whole interview. I want to see the whole interview. Because I think people are running with this
You're
thing.
Talking David Justice
said he didn't see Halle Berry as a motherly person at the time and all this other stuff.
Because she didn't cook, she didn't clean.
I want to see the interview. I want to see what else he says. But when I hear the clip that's out there, he says like three times. He says, at the time, that's what I thought a wife should be. That's what I was looking for. That's what I didn't think she...
That's what he did. Well, that's what he ended up doing.
But I don't think there's anything... I don't think there's anything wrong with... If that's how... What he was looking for in a mother, and he didn't think she had those qualities. And there was nothing wrong with her not necessarily
what
having those qualities.
She was in the prime of her career. What are those qualities?
I would say some of it is, you know, when you see it, like a nurturer, like somebody that you know will care for this baby a certain way, care for this household a certain way. Cooking is part of it as well. I don't know if cleaning necessarily has to be in there, but nobody wants to live with a slob. So you want to know you're with somebody that's not a slob.
Is there anything fundamental about motherhood that includes cooking? Is that fundamental to the wife's role or to a woman's role in a relationship?
No, not at all.
No, but that is what is implied.
But that's also that
you should give up your career and cook and clean, not just cook once. Hey, what's up? Let's get a salad. Hey, what do we got around the house? Let's cook. No, when someone says cooking and cleaning, the implication there is that is your role in our sort of dynamic. And the part that I had a problem with really is the idea that men are not interested in what a woman does for work. That implies a lot. And what it goes back to And I'm going to make a second video about this because it went super viral. And I was so outraged by just the Halle Berry part, I didn't get to go to the fundamental piece, which is really where the anger comes from, is that in a man-woman relationship in the 1950s, women had no economic power or freedom, and thus no freedom or power in the relationship as a whole, because a man could take the money away at any time. And she has kids, and has kids. She has kids. Can't, excuse me. This is my show. So, can't even open a bank account until the 1970s. So, the divorce rate, surprisingly, surprise, surprise, was not as high as it is when women have the freedom to say, go kick rocks. Uh-huh. I'm not trying to do whatever you want to do in the bedroom and give you your slippers and your cigar and all your food and you can do whatever you want to me. Once women had economic freedom to get their own jobs, and then you can then say, oh, well, I don't want to be treated like this. I want you to be able to cook as well. I want you to be able to be a partner as well. I'm not just going to center my entire life around what makes David Justice happy. I also have dreams. I also have goals. I also have ambition. And so you probably shouldn't go after an ambitious woman to the likes of Halle Berry if you want a woman who's a homemaker, which there are women out there who want to be homemakers. There's just a lot less than men think.
So, Trista, what you're saying, I agree with 100%. What I'm talking about with that clip, and that's why I say I want to see more context to the rest of that question and what he's saying. But I know in that clip, he said at least two times, at the time, that was what I thought was a wife should be. Him saying that and not knowing the rest of the context, we don't know if it, after the clip ends, he says, now I'm older and I realize that it, like, we don't know that.
He
and,
did say, hey, if we had therapy, we probably would have made it. But what did he actually do? Actions over words. He married a model who gave up her career and now is putting out sexy calendars and raising their kids chilling at home, which is what a lot of professional athletes want in a wife. Someone who they can bag, get them to give up their career, and center their life around that family.
And that's their preference. That's fine. Like, I don't look at it that way.
No, but when men have that preference, what I'm saying is when you have that preference, there is a latent misogyny in that.
Well, there's also, it goes the other way, right? Where certain women only want guys that make a certain amount of money. How many times have we seen the women that talk about,
that's not the same thing. I don't want to go. That is not the same thing.
It's not, I'm not saying that.
That
I'm not saying.
That is absolutely not the same thing.
I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm talking about preference. I'm talking about preference. When a woman says, I don't want a guy that works a 9 to 5. I want a boss. I want to be able to do these type of things. That's a preference. I don't look at them at any as any type of way. I say, no, okay, maybe
one
that's
is
not the
wanting finance. One wants someone to have enough money for everyone to have freedom. The other one wants a power dynamic that's set up where she doesn't have freedom or agency.
I'm not saying
See,
one is better than
are
the other.
Very different.
I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm talking about a preference.
And well, one is better than the other. That, yes, one is better than the other.
Yeah, but so I could, but I can make the argument as a man. If I work a 9 to 5, you're telling me just because I don't make a certain amount of money that I'm not qualified to be with you. That's right. That's okay. That I'm not saying
again,
it is. It's okay or not.
Who...
I'm saying it's a preference. That's all I'm saying. They don't.
That's not, no. That's not a preference. I need Damien.
Mm-mm.
Who Damien has spoken with his actions now, and we know what time it is with Damien. So I would like you to weigh in at least something, because it can't just be a Trista Kenny discussion.
The hell it can. I just sit here and let
and
y'all
what,
go.
All I, what I'm telling you is, if that's how somebody views things, that's how they view it. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I agree with him. I'm not saying anything. I'm saying that's his preference. People too worried about what other people think too much. If that's how he want to live his life, let him live his life. I don't care. That has no bearing on me and how I see women, how I see my wife, how I want my woman to be, how I'm gonna teach my son about a woman.
So
that's how he live.
So I think the problem with David Justice's remarks are this one. there's very little evidence, at least in my history of following David Justice, that he's a good guy. Right? Like, there is a lot of evidence to back up.
Didn't he get a restraining order against him put on him by Halle Berry?
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence to back up. Like, he's just not a very good person. Mm-hmm. But regardless, when you talk about powerful women, very well-known women, famous women along the lines of Halle Berry, who, you know, get into, you know, their 50s and so on, and they're either single or they're multi-time divorced, like, it becomes, like, questions about them. Tracee Ellis Ross is 52 years old. She will tell you, I'm happily not married. I don't have children. And there isn't a thing in the world wrong with me. These are, you talk about preferences. These are my choices in my life that I made. And others have to, especially when you marry other famous people, be it David Justice, Eric Benet. She married, or I can't remember. She, it was Oliver Martinez, something like that. She was with someone else. But they all wind up with, like, why is she alone? And it becomes this, well, something's wrong with Halle Berry. She's crazy, or she's this, or she's that.
That was in my comments a lot.
Exactly. And that's stuff that more women have to defend than men. Like, men don't have to defend, why is he 50-something years old, 55-something years old? Why? He just keeps getting divorced and remarried. He keeps getting divorced and remarried. No one ever goes, what's wrong with him? It's this, it's what was added. It's what David Justice did to add to a stigma to, I'll say Halle Berry, but it's really about successful women in that field, or successful women, period. I know I haven't dove into this. I keep seeing pieces of it everywhere. It's how I know Jennifer Aniston just did a big thing, I think, with People or something like that, where she has to explain her past relationships now. Because she's in her 50s and she's single, and hearing remarks, especially in 2025, about cooking and cleaning and things along those sorts, it's like, all right, these are kind of bizarre remarks. And Trista makes a video about David Justice's remarks and what happens. Trista has a very male dominant audience. The response has become, well, wait a minute, what's wrong with Halle Berry? When it could just be, these are two people who weren't compatible, and there's nothing wrong with not being compatible. It's their fault for not knowing that. It's their fault. Maybe David Justice had a vision of what a wife should be and what a mother should be. He should have known long before he married Halle Berry that she was not that. And I'm not expecting everybody to figure things out.
Girl at this time coming off of Boomerang, you think she's just gonna decide
and that's what I'm saying. That's his L. Maybe it's hers too, but that's his L.
They was also what, 20 something years old? You haven't dated somebody and been with somebody at 20 something years old that you thought, like, oh, this is great, and then you get into it and you're like, this isn't what I expected or what I hoped. My outlook on what I want has changed, or I thought this person would be this, but I don't understand. Like, the crux of my issue, and I know we're in a content-driven business, is I don't really care what David Justice feels about Halle Berry. I don't care. And I don't care enough to talk crazy about David Justice or Halle Berry. Those are two people that live their life. They lived and learned.
But there's an entire industry that thrives off of this stuff.
I know.
Like,
yeah,
Trista's a woman in sports. Her love life is always going to be like, hey, what's going on with TK? I've known Trista for what, 3 years, 4 years?
Yes.
I found out more about her love life just sitting next to her talking to Katie than I knew in 4 years because I just didn't inquire about those questions with her. That was the first thing Katie wanted to know, right, and Trista answered him. So we was just sitting there like, oh.
But publicly, unless Trista wants to give that information.
I feel like we're walking through a haunted house.
That's the house, though.
You were right. It's all very dark.
the way that I go about it, and this is just me, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be everybody's outlook. But just because Trista is famous and has content out there on a regular basis, it's not my business to know what her personal life is. It's not my business to know who she dating and how she date people and all this other stuff.
But not everybody thinks like
that. Yeah, that's what I said. That's just again, my outlook of it.
That's why
it's none of my business.
That's why there's an industry that thrives off this. Mm-hmm. That's why TMZ was purchased
for... Yeah, TMZ.
That's it. That's why TMZ was purchased for God knows how many billions of dollars. It's because people love stuff like this.
I mean, and I probably lost, I don't know, I lost probably 1,000 followers.
Really?
In a day.
And people weird.
Over that video?
And people are weird.
All of those videos that you made and you lost followers off of that one?
I shouldn't say they're weird.
Yeah.
But that's,
okay. By the way,
that's not, that's,
and I have
that's
people,
weird.
And I had people DMing me, just, being like, hey, we got to talk about this. This is a bad take.
Okay, we are not going to do this while you're driving. We're going to let you go. This feels terribly unsafe. I also realize we just blew completely through the break.
Buckled in first.
Hold on. We good.
Hang on a minute.
No. Okay. Hi, Mama Crick.
Hey, Mama Crick.
Hey, Mama.
No, okay, now we're muted. Okay, it's fine. Everything's great. See, no. Okay, now we're starting the drive. I think we're off to the doctor's office here. We're just off. This is the best show in the history of like shows ever created. So okay, you've got to go. And we're starting to lose your signal. Now it looks like you're driving backwards. This is wild.
This is dangerous.
Yes, this is very dangerous. You're on mute. We love you. Jesse's telling us we have to go.
All right. I love y'all.
Okay.
Just know
if you want a strong, opinionated woman to cook and clean, you're out your damn mind.
You go to Halle Berry.
Okay. All right. We love the whole Crick family. Goodbye, you two.
Love y'all.
All right. We'll come back. Jesse is furious with me. I completely was not looking at the clock. We'll come back. It's Dilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Shout out Trista Crick.
Yeah, man.
Jumped in with us a little bit early. I don't know what happened. We were talking about Cooper Flagg and then wound up on Halle Berry and David Justice.
No, because Mama Crick said, talk about
Halle.
Oh,
that's what it was. That's right. That's right. Mama Crick was booking the show. That's what it was. That's what it was. That's good stuff.
Shout out Mama Crick, too.
Shout out to All the Smoke, man. They've been getting some... they've been getting some podcasts that have been generating a lot of buzz lately.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's obviously a great show. That show has been solidified for years now. But they starting to hit different walks of life when you get quotes out there like that.
It's one of them ones, man. It's one of those for me, one of those go-to podcasts, man. I like the conversation that those guys seem to generate, you know, with their guests.
Yeah, and one thing that I think is great about them is they very obviously work. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not just... it's not just sitting down and talking. Like, they do work to prepare for that show, whether they're with themselves or whether they're talking to, you know, a guest,
right.
Whether it's in basketball or outside of basketball. I get that TikTok clip all of the time of them talking to Vernon Maxwell about Hakeem Olajuwon slapping him. It's one of the funniest. Have you seen it?
I've seen it once. I don't even know if I saw it all the way through, but
there's like no way we can play it. Like there's absolutely.
It's Vernon Maxwell. He cusses.
Yeah. Oh, it is the funniest thing.
Mad Max. He. Yeah.
Because like I think I don't remember. I don't remember if Matt or Stack was like, "Hey, did a Hakeem slap you in the locker room?" And you know, like you know how Vernon's got that raspy like. Oh man, yeah, he slapped this at me. Like, I mean, that man rubbed his hand on concrete and then came and just slapped the hell out of me, man. Yeah, and they're all laughing, and then he just repeats it, yeah, he slapped this out of me, and then goes on to like tell the whole story about how he was like mad, and Hakeem comes over to him and says, hey, don't act like that. And Vernon looked up and said, F you too. Hey, he just hauled off and slapped the hell out of him. It's a hilarious. Go out of your way to find it. It is hilarious.
Mad Max, he's funny too, man.
Vernon Maxwell is crazy funny.
It is hilarious.
Crazy funny. Oh, such a great clip. Which I think if I were to pick a player who were to slap another teammate in that era, I don't know that Olajuwon would come to my mind. No, like, if you had told me Patrick Ewing, like, decked John Starks, I'd believe that on multiple levels. Charles Barkley had it out with, like, Dan Marley or something. Sure. But Hakeem Olajuwon?
Hakeem.
Slapping Vernon Maxwell? If you had told me Vernon Maxwell slapped Hakeem Olajuwon,
right.
I might have believed that.
See, Hakeem, from the things that I've read and just watching him, he's one of those guys that are quiet.
Yeah.
Those are the dangerous ones.
Mm.
Those are the dangerous. The guys that are quiet, those are the dangerous ones. And Hakeem, he... I think he got suspended for slapping the hell out of somebody early in his career, like on the court. Like
did he
sock somebody up? And when I saw that, everything that I've heard about Hakeem since then, which isn't a lot, but it was like, oh yeah, I could see it because he socked somebody up, got suspended, gave him an elbow or something, socked him up or something.
See, AI here. The second suspension was in March 1998 when he was suspended for one game for initiating a fight with Antonio McDice.
No, there was one earlier. There was one. I think he was still Hakeem.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I need to.
He's, like I said, he either gave somebody a vicious elbow or he punched him. I can't remember.
Let's see. I got a Olajuwon McDice altercation. There's Olajuwon right there. This is definitely later. Because I'm just looking at the uniforms. I'm looking at the Suns, and they're tussling a little bit.
Well, and this YouTube.
They're fist flying.
This YouTube.
That clip, wasn't an elbow.
This YouTube clip says an elbow, slap, and a punch. Five best Hakeem Olajuwon fights.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't know he had that.
So this Antonio McDice one, they was going at it a little bit in the post. Olajuwon turns around. McDice grabs his jersey. He grabs his jersey but pushes him. So, you know, he pushes you, but he's holding on to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that's when.
I'm seeing this one right now.
That's when they start flying. And, oh, look at the former mayor trying to get in there and break it up. Hey, get out of there, little fella.
Was the other one you saw against the Jazz?
No, I've just watched this one with Olajuwon.
Okay.
I didn't get the top five Olajuwon fights. I didn't get that clip.
They got him fighting the Knicks. That's one of them. Let's see. I'm looking for this older one. This might have been the one, yeah, against the Jazz. That's what happened. Something happened. I think the dude elbowed him, and Hakeem, while they're just kind of waiting, he comes up and just socks him. He elbowed Akeem like on his offensive, on Akeem's defensive side of the floor.
Oh, here it is.
And Akeem just comes up, and I think he just socks him.
I got the five best Elijah Moore plays too.
At the 3 minute mark, the 3 minute.
You will. You you'll be surprised to know I did not plan on Googling Hakeem Olajuwon fights today, but yet here we are, and my level of happiness is just sky high right now. Here's Olajuwon. That looks like it's against the Sonics. Oh man, he punched him right in the face. Oh my God, Olajuwon got a temper.
Flash it. Oh, this is terrible. He punched that man directly in the face.
That was crazy.
Yeah, oh, there's Mace. Ooh, there's Mace. Lord.
Number three is the Sonics.
Ooh, Mace and Olajuwon.
Oh, they was getting after it.
Oh, I remember these. They keep going back to him punching that white dude in the face. Oh man!
I don't remember this one against the Sonics. I ain't never seen that.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I don't think I've seen the McDice one either.
I vaguely remember that one, but this was all this was young Olajuwon though. This I do remember.
Who's he fighting on the Lakers? Now I'm just gonna point out Olajuwon beating up a lot of white dudes. I don't know what it is. Olajuwon beating up a lot of big white dudes. I don't even know what Laker that is. Oh, you should know. That's your squad. All right, we got to step out. Let's step out. We'll come back. We'll reset. We're going to get this show on track. I'm not saying we're going to stop watching NBA fight videos, but we're going to get this back on track. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
When you talk about opening scenes of like shows that will hook you, that opening scene of Winning Time, when Jerry West takes that trophy and throws it through his office window, there was nothing in the world that was going to happen that kept me from watching the rest of Winning Time.
An absolute all-timer.
Iconic.
That show's going to be one of one. The clip stunk. I don't think you can do another one.
Well, in Clip's fairness,
because that was supposed to be a serious show.
It wasn't like a funny topic,
no,
right?
No.
Like the first episode or two were hilarious until you realized, oh, there is a lot of racism involved in.
Well,
this
that's
show.
The thing. The show, like the whole show, came off as a comedy, and then you guys told me, like, episode, no, this is a real show. I was like, oh, then this is just not
good.
Oh yeah,
it switched. Yeah, like it
got dark
when Doc stopped throwing oranges at the wall. When Doc realized his wife was white, the whole series changed.
Yeah, like I couldn't buy into Doc or whatever.
What does dad say to him? What, she didn't know she was white before you married her?
That was when Barksdale? Is that Barksdale?
It was Barksdale, yeah. Yeah, yeah. The whole series went downhill when Doc realized he was white, or his wife was white, shortly after showing up to a convenience store in his Clippers warm-up jacket.
Come on, man. That's when I was like, wait a minute. What are we watching? The dude going to wear the Rivers jacket to the...
And all the white people were like, oh, go ahead. Go ahead. No. Go ahead, brother.
Do Laker fans like winning time?
Casey?
I don't know.
It's essentially a show on, hey, let's catch the Boston Celtics.
That's cute you said they.
It is they. It ain't me.
So winning time ends with the Celtics winning the championship.
Yeah, it starts with the Celtics winning the championship, and it ends with the Celtics winning the championship.
That was tough.
So great. Canceling—that's one of the great mistakes in television history.
I disagree. I still got to watch that last episode.
Canceling winning time was such a failure.
Was that during the strike?
Yeah.
Or the lockout or something like that?
Yeah, the strike. I believe it was Screen Actors Guild strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
The 90s Cowboys one comes out in a week. That's not like Winning Time, but it's on.
But that's not a documentary. No, yeah. I mean, that is a documentary.
Yeah, it's not like Winning Time, but I'm excited for that.
They could make that a show. I like the show better than the documentary now. Winning Time set the standard. Let's make shows.
I don't think the other ones can do it though. That's what I'm saying.
Part of the thing with the shows is seeing how bad the casting is.
Right.
I mean, some of it, it's like, oh man, Al Bundy is playing Donald Sterling. Ed O'Neill is playing Donald Sterling. Yeah. That's crazy. And then, is there a white guy playing Blake Griffin? Did we ever find out if that guy was white?
I guess we can look into that, like, actually right now.
Who played? I mean, that scene where Donald Sterling is holding his hand at that party and walking him around.
Yeah. And who was Elgin Baylor? That was the guy from Amen.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Clifton Davis.
Yeah, good knowledge.
Clifton Davis.
Good knowledge by you.
Where?
Austin Scott played Blake Griffin.
Austin Scott.
Yeah.
Austin Scott. Nope. That's not who we're looking for.
Type in Austin Scott, Blake Griffin.
Let me see. You're our Austin Scott.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
I had to type in Blake Griffin, actor clipped.
Who is Austin Scott? 31-year-old.
Where is this guy? Not the actor.
I don't think we're going to find out.
I think he is. That would be my guess.
I think he is too.
I think he is.
I think he is too. I think he is too. Yeah.
That's my guess.
But I'm not sure.
He was also in They Found Hell.
Sometimes during the summer, I get really tan. That's what he looks like. He looks like this was filmed during the summer. That doesn't mean he's not black. You can't have a white guy play. You can't have a white guy play.
I went to the IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
He black. Yeah, he black man. Yeah, for sure. You know what he kind of looks like?
The girl who played Viv, that whole Viv character person was so, well, not Viv. What was her name? Was it Viv?
Oh, V Stiviano.
V Stiviano. Mm-hmm. Was so awkward.
Yeah,
that was. Just so, like, she would, like, her whole, everything about her was so uncomfortable.
Maybe that's how V really was, which means she would do that's a good job.
Well, yeah, I mean, and now Chris Paul's back with the Clippers.
Back with the Clippers.
Back with the
high rise apartment downtown.
Back with the Clippers with expectations. Expectations of winning.
Oh, you see what Bradley Beal said yesterday? I think it was.
He said he wants a ring.
Yeah,
that's why he signed with the Clippers. Because he wants a ring.
Where do you want to sign? Where are you going to sign at right now?
I don't know. I just imagine. It's like, hey, I want to go win a title. I imagine the Clippers probably aren't that place. I mean, disregarding their long history of it.
That's unfair.
He's got a shot at it. He has a shot at a title with the Clippers.
He's got a shot from about 3 miles away, maybe.
Do you think that was his best shot? I do.
In terms of teams that were talking to him, yeah. And, well, I think it's a math equation. Teams that were talking to him that had a chance at winning a title, that were a competitive basketball team, that had a role for him. Mm-hmm. Like a real role for him.
Yeah, I don't think.
I think the Clippers do.
Yeah, I think they feel they checked off more boxes than anybody else.
Like, would it have been worth going to Boston?
No.
I don't think so either.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have went to Boston.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So who else do you go to?
I'm thinking of maybe Milwaukee.
You can't go to New York.
All I'm saying, it's a little funny. Dude chose the Clippers to go win rings or whatever, go win a ring. And it's like, there's some irony. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, real quick. What do you give me for? Remember, scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
Awesome.
By the way, this is another bit that you stole from who? You know what? It's fine.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Murphy Mac.
I thought it was your boy.
Ooh.
Bill!
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. Go ahead. That's not my boy either.
Go ahead.
Scale of 1 to 10.
Yep.
What do you give me for Austin Scott, the actor?
Okay.
And Jonathan.
Oh.
Damn, that's a 9 at least.
A 9?
Hell yeah.
No
he
way.
Said it. He said it, I thought
no
I laughed.
No way.
He said it, I thought I laughed. No, it's there.
No
it's
way.
There. It's there. Close your eyes. Close
no.
your eyes.
No.
Close your eyes.
No.
Close your eyes.
Oh, hey. No,
no
hey, at least a 9. At least.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.